Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Available on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
Whether you're making the same breakfast that you have every day or baking a cake for an extra special day, eggs are a staple in our diets. Eggland's Best eggs are nutritionally superior to ordinary eggs, containing more vitamins and 25% less saturated fat. Not only are they better for you, but Eggland's Best eggs taste better too. There's a reason that they're America's number one eggs. Visit egglandsbest.com for additional information and delicious recipes.
That's awesome. Awesome.
That's awesome.
Awesome.
Awesome. Awesome.
Oh, dude, that's awesome.
That's
awesome.
Really awesome.
Awesome.
That's, so
that's awesome.
Awesome.
Oh, awesome.
That's
awesome.
With Stephen Bradford.
Happy New Year!
Happy New Year. What is going on, brother?
Gosh, dude. So, I mean, it is. We can pretend that it is midnight on January 1st because that's when this becomes available.
Yay, but you would be passed out, so we can't really pretend that.
It's totally true, dude. If this is well, it depends on where you're listening, because if this is midnight East Coast, it won't be out yet. This comes out midnight Pacific.
Right.
New York. And yes, I'll be either asleep or passed out, whichever comes first.
Are you really? What are your plans this year?
We do the 9 p.m., dude. Why on earth would we wait till midnight to watch the New York New Year's Eve not live?
Do people still watch that?
I think so. I think people watch the ball drop, right?
I guess.
Yeah. So that for us that happens at 9 p.m. our time.
Yeah.
Right.
Well,
why on earth would you wait till midnight to watch it on a tape delay? Or I don't think anybody waits till midnight to see the amazing Los Angeles New Year's Eve celebration.
No. Well, now they have Nashville, Los Angeles and New York are the big ones.
Right. So Nashville is a great one, but that's, you know, you can watch that at 10 p.m. our time.
I know. It used to be a tradition for us. I mean, I would visit my grandparents in Indianapolis. It seemed to be almost every year around that time. And, you know, we'd have our TV tray up. My grandma would be making food, and we'd wait for Dick Clark, ball to drop, and that was it.
What happened to TV trays?
I know. Why? What happened?
Because I remember we had four, and they had the little, like, the same mechanism as, like, the luggage thing in your hotel.
Oh, yeah.
And then they clipped, the table clipped.
Clipped
right?
onto it, right.
And then they folded flat, and you put them behind your lounge chair.
And they were awesome, by the way.
Somebody must have them. Why don't we use them anymore? It's genius. I don't get it.
Yeah, I mean, we used them when there was like three channels. Why don't we use them when there's 7,000 channels?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, granted, we in our house try to not eat in front of the TV, but sometimes it's great. And my wife and I eat in front of the TV all the time once the kids go to bed if we're not eating together.
Yeah.
And we're hunching over our short coffee table.
Right.
Makes no sense.
That's it. Or I could put you in a high chair and you won't have to hunch.
Oh, dude, if only. I wish.
An adult high chair?
Bro. Well, instead, why don't they make lazy boys with like a
first class seat?
Correct.
Yeah.
Dude.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
Dude, I know,
you can't
patent
that,
I know we're doing, I know we're doing a lot, but we need to brand the lazy boy.
I bet it's already out there, dude.
The eat in lazy boy.
Be lazy and eat.
Because you could call it instead of a lazy boy, you could call it a hungry boy. But
no. Oh, isn't that a frozen dinner?
That's hungry man.
Oh, hungry man. Okay.
Hungry boy.
Hungry boy.
I'm going to get me one of them hungry boy chairs.
Yeah. I don't know. But they do, because when I was looking for a sofa for my bonus room at one point, they do have the ones with the cooler in it.
Ooh.
They have a cooler.
Does it just pull out from the bottom?
No, it's in the middle. It's like if it's a couch, it's a middle. And you open it up and it's a cooler in there. So it would make sense to have a tray.
Oh, it's a couch, not a recliner.
Yeah, it's a couch. Yeah, yeah.
That's cool.
I know, right?
That seems like one of the things that if you had a wife like we do, that would be vetoed.
Oh, 100%.
Right.
That's out.
Because I don't think one of those couches comes without an NFL logo on it.
No, a woman did not invent that.
Correct.
Not a chance in hell did a woman invent that.
And it, you know, it's coming with like a 49ers logo on it or something. There's no way it comes just like sleek and nice looking.
Yeah, well, the one I saw was like a fake brown suede.
Oh, that's nice too. Dude, that's called microcloth.
Microfiber or whatever.
Microfiber. That is good stuff.
That's pretty good.
Microfiber is great.
Well, I know what to get you next year for Christmas.
A microfiber
cooler
couch?
I'm going to find a TV stand for you.
Oh, a TV stand. That's cheaper. Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if it is on eBay. We'll see.
Well, I mean, if it's an antique now, you might be paying a premium.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Well, Happy New Year, Stephen.
Happy New Year, dude. We're going to have a great 2020, buddy.
How was your Christmas?
Christmas was great, man. Pretty quiet.
Yeah.
A few family members, a lot of good food, and you know, it was a pretty quiet Christmas this year, which was nice.
You know, what'd you get?
A California Christmas. Back in California for Christmas. We were last year too, but whatever. I didn't get much, dude. You know, here's the biggest scam of all time.
Okay.
When the spouses agree not to get each other something.
Sure. And then
one of them gets something.
But, and not just something, like some good stuff.
Yeah. That kind of
did that happen to you this year?
Kind of happened this year.
So are you the jerk?
I'm a bit of a jerk.
You're the jerkle.
A bit of a jerk.
But, okay.
But in my defense, I did say.
She did say, don't get me. Steve. How did it sound? Oh, Steve, you don't have to get me anything. No, Steve, we agree. Don't get me anything.
Listen, first of all, for 10 days, I was like, okay, we made a deal. We're not getting each other
and you
anything.
Were checking it every day going, hey, we're not getting anything, right? We're not
every day. Every day.
We're not getting anything, right?
Every
right?
day.
Right. Okay.
No,
yeah.
No. So I'll buy her whatever she wants, but I, you know. So she usually buys everything and for everybody, but she likes to do that in our house.
Well, there was a few years ago that we talked about just doing like pajamas for each other.
Sure.
And that has slowly,
turned into more,
which I'm okay with. Like I do enjoy buying stuff for her and
sure.
And she's very good at buying stuff for me. In fact, the premier item is slippers. 'Cause I'm an old ass man.
Slippers.
Yep. I'm an old ass man.
So, okay. So let me ask you this.
So bad.
Did you get slippers?
Hell yeah, I did.
Okay. So are they the indoor outdoor ones or just indoor?
Oh, they have a bit of a rubber sole.
Oh, so you could go out and check the mail if you need to
or pick up poop. Yeah.
You old bastard.
You're such an old. They're amazing.
Old bastard.
They're amazing.
Oh,
I'm
man.
So happy. My Christmas was complete when I opened those.
But it is about, you know, it's so cliche to say, but it is about the kids.
Oh,
so.
For sure. And we got them there. You know, we try not to prioritize screen time too much in our house, but the girls each had a tablet of some sort, but they were super old, super old. Right. Like, I think the iPad that Juno was, what I got for Kira in 2011 when Juno was born.
Awesome.
Or something like that. It was that old. So, you know, the apps that the school gives them to do some of their spelling homework weren't working very well. So we upgraded their iPads, and that was like the jewel of their holiday. It was a great day. And one of the things that I told like my family, you know, with adult gift giving, we really wanted to simplify it because who's got the, I don't want family members spending money and a whole lot of time, right?
Because half the time the presents suck anyway.
Right. So I remember as a kid, there were traditions in my family where like my dad's best friend always got him a bottle of Crown Royal. That was just like the tradition. And so you don't have to think about it.
That's not a bad one.
No, you don't have to think about it. You know, they're going to like it. You know, they're going to use it. And so it's a nice, like, oh, this is when I get my bottle of Crown Royal. This is great. And so I was talking to my mom about that. I was like, hey, like, let's do that. Don't spend any, you know, if you want to think about stuff, think about the stuff you're giving to the kids. Don't think about anything you're giving me. Give me a bottle of, you know, what I could use is a bottle of bourbon. Bottle of bourbon. So my mom, knowing me, she got me the handle size of
a case of bourbon.
The handle size of a Crown Royal.
A jug of it.
A jug of it. And a handle of Maker's Mark.
There you go.
Yeah. 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 So sweet. I got two handles of brown liquor.
Awesome. Brown liquor.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That's amazing.
But definitely too big to bring on an airplane. So we'll have to fend for ourselves next week.
Yeah. Next week. Wow.
Already? I know. We're leaving in 2 days from this day, like 36 yeah. hours from this podcast. I'm on a plane to West Palm Beach.
Woo, 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 yeah. Whoop, whoop. And you get in. So you get in so late too, dude. It's crazy.
I know. It's, I mean, we're fine from this coast, it happens. I know New Year's resolutions are like, they're, you know, and you in the fitness world, you fitness people, you worky outy people.
So you're not in that group.
I dip my toe in, but
how often?
Enough to say I dip my toe in.
Well, is that going to change this year? Because I know you got a bum back.
Yeah, no, I have to be better about that.
So you should probably be a little better, right?
I'm going to be a little bit better at that. Yeah. So, but
are you?
I think so. I'm trying to be my. You want to know my?
Yeah, please.
My New Year's resolution for this year.
I have a feeling you're going to tell me.
Yeah, yeah. So, and I want to be more. I want to be more efficient with my work. With my, and so everything, like I, you know, folks out there that follow us, you know, we're kind of everywhere. We have, you know, everywhere. We do this every week. We have a live show that we prep for, a live show that we have to plan, a live show that we have to promote, contracts that we have to deal with.
Marketing.
I've been on the phone. I've been on the phone trying to get a hold of a town hall in Connecticut today.
Yeah.
Like, just stuff like that. And then, you know, we have a lot of social media stuff that we do too. And that can happen. And that was the other thing. I want to be more efficient when I spend time on social media, because oftentimes when I'm on social media, I have things that I want to accomplish, not only interact with people, but have certain things that I want to accomplish. So I want to do that in a streamlined way. So I'm not like, or maybe set a time limit, right? Like between these hours is when I'm going to spend that time. Cause otherwise you can just dip into social media however many times a day and that becomes, that balloons into more and more time. Right.
Yeah.
So, you know, so I really want to be efficient with my time, which will open up hopefully more time to exercise.
Well, I think efficiency is a great, just a great goal, right? To set for yourself. And because I just did, I did our video today for our supporters.
Right.
On Facebook, we have a supporter group. If you haven't heard, go to Facebook page.
Facebook.com. Have you heard of Facebook? Facebook.com, I think, is where you find it.
This is stupid. So anyway, but it, you know, it's that time of year where people do set goals, right? And they have New Year's resolutions.
Right.
So everyone always tries to figure out the health part of it. That's fine. We have a great sale at Burton Nutrition, by the way, right now.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Want to talk more about that?
code 2020 for 20% off.
Oh, 2020 for 20.
Yeah. So, you know, for me, I'm going to focus on doing something that I haven't done before. I want to try something this year that I've never tried before. I don't know what that is yet.
Oh, interesting.
But I'm going to try something
and we're going to film it.
No, I'm not filming it, you bastard.
You're jumping out of an airplane. That's the easy response.
No, it's
you're
something
jumping
that's
out of an
take,
airplane.
It's with no parachute.
With no parachute. How fun.
Film that, you son of a jackal. Look, health of your physical, obviously your health is important. So I just always tell everybody to figure something out with your health, whether that's just, you know, someone like you who doesn't work out a lot, just start doing something more than you did before, but you have to plan it. That's the problem with all these things, right?
Yeah.
You have to plan this stuff. And absolutely. And I encourage people to financially take a look at what they're doing in their lives. Are they where they want to be? Because a lot of people are afraid of money.
Yeah.
In the sense of they don't really want to pay attention to where it goes or what's happening. And then you can get yourself in a hole and you can get in trouble and in debt. So I think that's really important. And you're really good at that. And you've helped me with that.
Really? So, I've helped you, eh?
Yeah. You've helped me with that. So that's good. You know, so some type of passion or something new that you want to try or should try, obviously your health, look at your finances. Is there something that you can do about that? And I like the efficiency part because I'm usually pretty efficient with stuff.
Yeah. You keep your head down pretty well.
Yeah. So, I mean, I can always do better. And then for me, it was really just to be even more present with my family.
That's that. Yeah. Right? That is the 1A of be more efficient is so I can do that.
Yeah. So, I mean, I am, and I've done, I feel like I've done a great job this year of this.
Yeah.
But you can always, always do better with that, you know?
Of course.
So I don't know, man. It's, and we have 2020. We're going to do probably close to 50 shows this year.
Yeah.
It's going to be, I'm not ready for next week yet. Then I have like 5 days to figure this out. So
just go up there, just go up there and wing it.
Yeah, that's what you
do.
That'll be good. Yeah. Hey, Steve, you're next. You're ready? 30 minutes. Wing it. No, that's not how it works, dude.
Well, I mean, at the very least, you can just stop and stare at everybody and they'll be thrilled.
That'll work for at least one minute.
I don't have that ability. If I go up on my material and I just stand there and look at them blankly, they know something's wrong. If you do it, if you go up and you just stare at them blankly, they're like, yes, give us more.
How many times do I get that though? How many times can I? That's my get out of jail free card, dude. That's it. And now you told everybody. Well, I mean, you could always just kind of spaz out on stage.
That's true. That's true.
Just like run from one end to the other, like. Right. And they'll be like, oh, he's doing his thing.
That's what he does. He's scampering.
scampering around town. Yeah. I know, man. New Year's resolutions are crazy.
They certainly are. You have 3 weeks off from work. It's amazing.
Oh man, yeah, it's 3 weeks. It's going fast though, that's for sure. Christmas with the kids and out of school. It's just, I mean, dude, you know. Like I said, nobody warns you about having kids.
They sure don't.
They don't.
Well, they say some things.
Kinda. Your life will never be the same.
You've never loved
that's
like
true. That's
you've,
true.
You've never loved like that before.
That's right. You'll never love again. You'll never love like this so much.
Right.
But it is true though. But it's like I tell young couples, I'm like, just travel.
Yeah.
Just travel for at least 5 years. Do everything that you've ever wanted to do in your entire life. Because sure. Once you have kids, it's over.
It's over. All your traveling will be to Disney themed areas.
Oh, dude. Or, I mean, just getting on the plane, just this whole, just traveling with the kids this week has just been like, it's been fine, but it's just such a. Like,
yeah, flying during the holidays. You guys,
we're
a great
so
time
used
to
traveling ourselves, and talk about efficiency when we travel.
Oh, I know.
It was like, as soon as I got to the hotel, check in, get the keys.
Right.
And McKenna's like, geez, Dad, where are you going? I'm going to my room. You know, we're in a little two bedroom here, the Marriott with all the kids.
Right.
And every morning I clean the whole place. Right. Cause I like when we're on the road,
yeah.
I like it to be clean.
Absolutely.
So we know where everything is so we can leave when we have to leave. And my wife's like, why don't you do this at home?
Yeah, I know. Uh-oh. You showed your hand.
I said, I just want to be organized on the road. That's all. I just want to be organized. So
no, it's funny. The week before Christmas, my mother-in-law gave everybody a surprise trip to Disney, which was awesome.
We missed you by one day, right?
By one day. But it was funny, the going through the airport thing. Our little family, because there was 10 of us in the group.
Oh,
our little family went through the airport so much quicker because everybody got TSA because I get TSA. And then
me too. It was awesome.
Know, so we have our luggage is very like we're streamlined and
we're totally streamlined. So yeah. Everyone in my family, they were allowed one carry on. That's it for a week.
Right.
The girls too.
Yeah.
One carry on. And they did it.
Well done.
And I got TSA.
Right. So the rest of the family did. Oh
yep. The rest of the family did. And her dad, is traveling with us, and they both did the carry-on only.
Nice.
So it was great. We rolled right in, right to the gate, carry-on, done. Awesome.
That's the way to do
it. Off the plane, I did my check-in at the rental car like you do.
Oh, yeah.
I just walked to the car, turned the keys on, and I'm out.
Oh, it's the best.
And my father-in-law was like, hey, well, how'd you do that? I said, it's 2019, buddy.
Yeah, the waiting in car rental lines is a fool's errand. It's just
totally,
there's a way to not do it. So don't do it.
Yeah, there is a way. It's amazing. But you know what, dude, honestly, I guess in defense of people who don't travel, we've done it so much that we know how to travel. So
absolutely.
So well, and so efficiently that I see people going through the airport. Who's never, like, they've never been in an airport before.
Well, sure. And you don't
They're
know,
like, wow.
Right. Of course,
look at all
the stores.
You don't
do it a lot. You're not gonna know what you don't like.
No, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
You have to do it a couple times to go, oh yeah, I don't want to do that again. How do I not do that again? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so, LAX was actually empty.
Oh, when you guys, you flew out. Of course you had to. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, flew out Friday. Yeah, so, but it's all good, man. Everything's good.
Well, we are certainly excited about 2020. We're gonna jump right in with some fun segments.
Have segments today?
We called some supporters.
Yes.
And nobody answered.
It's so the story of our lives. It's kind of like your career.
So I hope you enjoy a very short segment of Don't Call Us, We'll Call You. What do we want to say? Holiday greetings from your mobile provider.
This is your mobile provider. Do you accept a collect call from Stone Cold and the Jackal? Okay. Karen,
it's two holiday elves.
Well, at least one elf.
One elf.
The Jackal elf and Steve Burton.
You're probably out there braving the crowds and the malls, right. Finishing up shopping. Your holiday shopping. Actually, you know what, Karen? Yeah. You probably had it done back in November because you got it all together.
We appreciate you being a supporter and supporting us, but you missed our call.
So,
Merry Christmas anyway.
Merry Christmas anyway.
We hope you have a good one. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year and all that stuff. Sorry, Karen, I don't know how to hang up. I got to work it out. Hello?
Have a Merry Christmas.
You too. Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Happy New Year.
Thank you.
We'll
see you 4 weeks.
Hello, Kathy? Oh, she hung up.
Dude,
was she at a holiday party?
No, but somebody was in the house.
Somebody's in the house.
Somebody's in the house. Well, call her back.
Call her back?
Yeah.
Okay.
Happy holidays. You reached my cell phone. I'm probably off decorating my tree,
making
some cookies, or just sitting by
the fire
cookie,
with some
hot chocolate.
Ooh,
why don't you come by and join me?
Well, we
if not, leave your name and number, and I'll get back to you
Kathy,
as soon as I can.
We wish you could have joined
Hope you and your family have a blessed Christmas and a joyous new year.
Would have been better if you picked up the phone, Kathy. Hot chocolate? Cookies? Kathy, what a tease you are. My
goodness. Hung up on us.
Her voicemail sounds so festive. It sounds so festive that she was probably having one of her many holiday parties.
But she said she's probably doing these other things that she's not, because we already know she's not, because we heard somebody in her house and then she hung up on us.
Not cool, Kathy.
Kathy!
Oh my God.
Merry Christmas to you. No, we hope you have a Merry Christmas, Kathy. Thank you so much for being a supporter.
That's right.
Oh man, we wish we could have talked to you, Kathy, because we're coming to Raleigh.
Are we still on her voicemail? Yeah, we are. Okay, Kathy. Thank you so much. Bye.
Straight to voicemail.
Think so?
Yeah. Son of a.
It's Carolyn. I'm sorry I missed your call. Please leave.
At the tone, please record
please leave
your message.
What?
When you finish recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Ah, oh, Carolyn, it's Steve Burton and Bradford Anderson.
Oh, hey.
This is strike 3 today. It's awful. Carolyn.
We haven't talked to any live person today, Carolyn.
We wanted to talk to you, but we want to say thank you for being a supporter. Hope you have a happy, happy holiday and a happy new year, and we'll see you somewhere.
So happy Christmas and a happy new year. I hope you get presents or at least some beer.
I can figure that one out.
You knew where I was going with that.
Sure, that's amazing. All right, Carolyn. Have a good one.
All right.
Missed your call. But if you leave your name and number, see you as soon as I can. Have a nice day.
They talk about this season of being like faith and hope, and you had no faith and hope, Maureen, in our phone call. It's Steve Burton and Bradford Anderson. You just sent us straight to voicemail.
Decline. Decline. Dude, we've been declined a lot today.
I know. It's like being an actor.
Maureen, we just want to say, hey, what's up?
Hope everything
appreciate
is good in Pennsylvania, whatever happens there.
A lot of beer drinking.
I'll join you.
I know you will. All right, Maureen, thank you so much. Have a great one.
Thank you. Bye. So I don't, sometimes we enjoy when people don't pick up the phone, but it helps when at least one does.
Oh, come on, please. I know it's a blocked number. It probably says spam risk.
I know, right?
Spam risk.
Warning.
One lady actually picked up and hung up.
She did. Yeah, I know. It's as many times as we've done it now, I just, you know, people are not used to answering numbers. People aren't used to answering calls of any number that they don't know. If a name if a name doesn't pop up on my phone, chances are I'm not answering it.
Yeah, I agree.
And especially if it says, 100%. You know, unlisted or private or blocked or whatever it
says.
So
we might have to get a number that says Jackal Time.
Yeah, that little bit. 1-800 Jackal Time. Yeah, that'll that won't turn anybody off.
No, it won't. It will turn everyone on.
Well, but here's the thing. How do you make it come up? Like, no one's going to look at the numbers and go, oh, on a keypad, that spells Jackal Time.
No. 1-800.
Right.
No, they won't know. We'll have to figure it out. Well, what's this whole thing? Hold on. What's this whole thing with the celebrities now? Like, text me.
Huh?
Have you seen this?
No.
You haven't seen this?
I haven't. Tell me about it.
This is like, it's like a new marketing thing, I guess. Like, Gary V kind of started it, you know?
Okay. Yeah.
And he'll be like, text me, and he texts people back and stuff. And now, like, I saw a bunch of country music people had these numbers. Text me, you know? And I'm like, it's definitely a marketing thing. It's a way to gather information for sure.
Oh,
and I think they answer some of them, but I haven't done it before. But if we got a number like that, maybe we can make calls with it. We could tell people what the number is.
Oh, interesting.
Right.
Yeah. Cause we call everybody through Skype and I'm not sure if a number even comes up.
I don't know how that pops up. You should call me.
Yeah, I will. I will.
Yeah. 976 Jason.
What's the area code?
976.
976. 976. Jason. Yeah. Amazing.
Stupid idiots.
Well, thank you. Thank you to our supporters for giving us your phone numbers. A lot of good it did, but thank you.
Yes. Thanks so much. And now after this word, we're going to get, here's my number.
That's right. Exactly. So,
but that's what we did. We call those people. They say, here's my number. We call them and nothing happens.
I know. We don't blame you though. We're two strange guys calling people at strange times of the day.
Because
we're calling people during the business, during the workday. And so some people can't answer because they're at work probably. Yeah. And some people are like, this is during, you know, someone calls you at 8 p.m. You think, oh, maybe I might know this person.
You know what we should do, dude? What we could do?
What's that? Call people at 3 a.m. That's a good idea.
No, what we should do is have whoever has Skype, we could call them from Skype.
Oh, I see.
Answer on their phone. They'll see that it's incoming from maybe from us.
Right. But isn't some of the fun?
Not answering?
Well, the mystery of like.
I guess the mystery. Yeah.
Surprise.
Surprise. Right. Yeah, that's true. That's
true. I have a great persona for our next call, whenever that happens.
Oh, good. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Bob
from TV Guide is getting retired, I think.
Oh, okay. We'll retire him. So we're going to come out with our own Jerky Boy CD, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, we love video games.
Do we ever?
We don't have as much time as we used to. So casual mobile games are where it's at for us. And you got to check out Best Fiends. That's right. Best Fiends. Anybody can play it. You can spend as much or as little time as you want, but it's awesome.
That's right. I mean, you know, this may not be important to everybody, but it is so dang cute. It is so dang cute. Well, because there are these, you know, like, it's fun to have puzzles. It's fun to have puzzles. But when you fuse that with cool characters, too, it gets other sensors. I think it really makes you smile, brings out those endorphins. And these adorable little bugs, they have to defeat the mean slugs, and they get their power through fun and challenging puzzles. And the design is, you know, beautiful, bright colors and, you know, these cute characters. So, I mean, if you're looking for a fun way to pass the time while engaging your brain, enjoying these such really breathtaking visuals and a gripping story, your answer is Best Fiends.
Well, sure. and the good thing is you don't have to have Wi-Fi to play, which...
Dude, we are going to be playing some Best Fiends this week.
We'll be on the plane and in the car playing some Best Fiends. Well, and again, I'll be on a higher level than you, but that's fine.
Well, we'll see. We can keep the friends updated.
Yeah. Best Fiends don't mean best friends.
That's right. It is Best Fiends it's Fiends without the R. Don't get that confused, because your autocorrect will certainly try to correct it.
Sure.
Anyone can play this game, and you can spend as much time or as little time. You put it down, you pick it up, it's right where you left off.
Yeah, so engage your brain with all these fun puzzles, collect tons of characters, and with over 100 million downloads, this five-star rated mobile puzzle game is a must-play.
100 million downloads, can't be wrong, right?
No, you can't be wrong. So download Best Fiends free on Apple App Store or Google Play. That's Friends without the R. Best Fiends.
Best Fiends. Best Fiends. Brr, it's cold outside.
It's cold where I am right now. And as soon as I got off the plane, I go, glad I brought the heat holders.
Oh my gosh. Guys, it's getting into those months, January, February, which, you know, everyone wants to be cozy in December because the holidays, you think about cozying up to a fire and to some animal or person that you love. Yeah, you want to have warm socks. You want to have warm socks. But now, guys, we're getting out of the idyllic. Now it's January and February. Now it's just dang cold. Now it's just cold.
It's cold. And my mother-in-law lives in Colorado. Ooh. So it's super cold.
Yes, it is.
And I gave her heat holders for Christmas.
Yeah, they make the warmest thermo socks around. They keep your feet warmer than just ordinary socks in the coldest conditions. And if you want to know how they do it, they use a three-stage process with a cashmere-like advanced insulating yarn that's soft to the touch and brushed on the inside and traps that sweet warm air closer to your skin, keeping your feet warmer, comfortable, and dry, which is important. You don't want sweaty feet.
No, I don't.
That's no good. And when Heat Holder says it makes the softest and most comfortable socks, it's guaranteed. They will pamper your feet. They also make hats, gloves, throws, scarves, and much more. So that's what I'm talking about. January, February, it is cold. If you cover yourself in these you can cover yourself in Heat Holders products and just be that much happier.
Absolutely.
And we can help you do that.
Yeah. And go to heatholders.com.
Enter the code AWESOME. And that saves you 15% off your order. And you can receive free shipping with any purchase of $25 or more. My gosh.
That's nice. Heatholders.com. Use the code AWESOME. That's heatholders.com. Heat holders.
Making life warmer.
There you go. I knew you were going to try to sneak in there, you little sucker.
Well, you took a pause. I wasn't sure.
I knew
it.
I go, is he going to come in? Of course he did.
You want to say it together? One, two, three. Making life warmer.
So dumb.
So, we wanted to answer a couple questions today. We wanted to, but first, I was perusing Twitter as I am wont to do. And, there was a couple tweets that came up this week that weren't necessarily, you know, didn't fit into our mean tweet thing, but they were tweets of the week, if you will. And because
this is a new segment,
and because we're going to Florida.
Okay. Yes.
First and foremost, we love Florida. We love Florida.
Yeah. I love Florida,
but there's a lot of funny things that happen. In Florida.
Always. In Florida. When you hear the wacky stories, like just in the news, you can guess that it's Florida before you even say the state.
It's usually
Florida. Yeah.
Why is that? So can I read you a news story that I saw on?
Is this real?
This is for real. This is from a newspaper. Okay. So, and some of you may have seen this on the interweb in the last few days.
Okay.
But actually you're in this. There is a Stevie in this story. Okay.
What the heck?
Couple arrested for selling tickets to heaven. That's the headline. A couple in Florida, I won't say their names, were arrested a few days ago for selling golden tickets to heaven to hundreds of people. They sold the tickets on the street for $99.99 per ticket. Told buyers the tickets were made from solid gold and that each ticket reserved the buyer a spot in heaven. Simply present the ticket at the pearly gates and you are in.
This is not true, dude.
One of the accused said in his police statement, I don't care what the police say. The tickets are solid gold. And it was Jesus who gave them to me behind the KFC and told me to sell them so I could get some money to go to outer space. I met an alien named Stevie who said if I got the cash together, he would take me and my wife on his flying saucer to his planet that is made entirely of drugs.
there's the punchline.
you should arrest Jesus because he's the one that gave me the golden tickets.
Yeah,
I am willing to wear a wire and set Jesus up.
Okay, good.
In her police statement, the other accused said, "We just wanted to leave Earth and go to space and do drugs. I did not do anything. We sold the golden tickets to he sold the golden tickets to heaven. I just watched.
That's amazing.
Police say they confiscated over $10,000 in cash, drug paraphernalia, and a baby alligator.
Of course.
Florida.
Yeah.
How did can't wait to come see you.
You can't wait. How did the alligator get in there?
I don't know. Maybe he was trying to hitch a ride to heaven too.
Confiscated baby alligator, and they opened it up and it had 9 golden tickets in its stomach.
All alligators go to heaven.
First of all, wait a minute. Stop. There's a lot of problems here.
And one of the best things you've ever heard, though.
That is, you couldn't even make that up.
I've tried.
You could, yeah.
I'm not that creative. It's amazing.
Who is buying these tickets?
Right. That's the real question.
$10,000 worth.
Yeah, that's a lot of golden tickets to sell. And I mean, what's your pitch? I mean, maybe people thought it was a club.
Dude, well, first of all, you got 10 grand. Go do drugs. You got $10,000. Go do drugs. Really? I mean, this is amazing.
Yeah, I know. So I saw that and it made, you know, sometimes you read a story like that and there's a couple little nuggets in there.
What kind of drugs do you think these people are doing?
I don't know, man.
I mean, if you're hallucinating and seeing Jesus and he's meeting you behind KFC, this is some good stuff. Where did they confiscate things from? Like what do they so they just had a little stash of,
I guess,
cash
walking around
and a baby alligator.
Maybe the alligator was to protect the money. That's a pretty good idea. That would be a good idea. That's some sound thinking. If you're going to walk around with 10 grand in your pocket, have an alligator walking with you.
Yeah, that's good. That's
a well-trained alligator.
Well, it's a baby alligator. It's not trained.
Well, that's how you train them. You got to get them young.
Oh, okay. Okay,
I mean, I don't know how many alligator rescues there are that you get an alligator and then train it.
Yeah, no, I don't. I've never seen a circus alligator.
Haven't you ever heard that thing? You can't teach an old alligator new tricks.
Yes. I've been trying to teach you things for years, sir.
Yeah. Old alligators can't teach you new tricks. You got to start young.
Wow.
And you can train them.
That
to
I can't even
protect
believe that's
you.
A real,
and
that's
your,
a real story.
Your 10 grand and your drugs.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Well, the alligator had a little backpack with the drugs in it and the money. That's good.
Wow.
A fanny pack. Well, I guess
a fanny pack.
I guess you'd more want a backpack on an
no,
alligator.
No, that's
than
a fanny
pack.
Packs in there. No, they have a fanny pack for sure.
But you need, if you're tying something to an alligator, you want it on his back, not his. You don't have to go to its belly.
No, you have the fanny pack on.
I have the fanny pack on.
Yeah.
Wait a second. How did I get in this story?
No, I'm saying you said you're the guy now. So
I'm the guy. Yeah, actually, that story was about me. Sorry.
You're the guy now with the fanny pack with 10 grand and a few golden tickets left.
Yeah, after a few drinks, I envisioned my time with you as heaven.
Thank you.
You're an alien and we're going to Florida. And it's going
perfect.
To be the best thing ever.
And the golden ticket on the Polar Express. That's all I want.
That's right. So the other tweet that I saw that made me think of you was this one. And this is a little sentimental, but I think you lived this life for a long time, so I just wanted to share it with you. It's 1998. You have a Nintendo 64 with GoldenEye. You just ordered pizza with extra cheese. Your friends are coming over and you have 4 Rumble Packs.
Yes.
You don't know it right now, but this is as good as life will ever get.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah, that was pretty good. I played a lot of GoldenEye.
I mean, and did you have Rumble Packs?
I did not have Rumble Packs.
Yeah, I'm not sure I did either, but I got the sentiment. No.
Well, listen, man, there was a time where I wasted a lot of my life on video games, and GoldenEye was one of them.
Hours. If you had a split screen.
Hours.
And 4 friends. If you had a split screen and 2
No, dude,
friends,
they were over, bro. Yeah, at the house.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I mean.
And we might have been doing some of those things the golden ticket people were doing.
Well.
No.
I was at NYU in 1998. I had to get up at 7:30 for ballet. I wasn't.
Yeah, I got up. I was working.
That's right. You had to be getting up at 7:30 to be on TV.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what's more challenging, being in ballet and being a little touched, or being on TV and being a little touched in the morning. What would you guess?
Oh, man.
At least you can be still. At least you don't have to sauté across the floor.
Yeah, and you got makeup to help you a lot.
That's true. That's
right?
True.
So yeah, yeah. That was when I had a house where I had two friends living with me. Dirk, who played Max on GH.
I think I know him.
And Nate Fissel, who ended up being, yeah, I think you do. Nate Fissel, who ended up being one of the writers on GH. He started as a writer's assistant, became a writer.
Yeah.
And it was one of the first house I bought.
Right.
And they were my roommates.
That's right.
And video games were a huge part of our life.
They remain so for a long time.
And they do, yeah. But it's not like, you know, that's what, 20 years ago?
Yes.
21?
1998? 22? 21, yeah.
Yeah, so it's like now you can make a living doing that.
Yes, I mean, we missed that.
We did miss that, yeah.
I mean, I'm not to say that we haven't found our own niche, if you will.
Sure, sure. But I can't blame my son because I got him into video games and my wife hated that.
Well, but now you can, like, it's like when you were, you know, played a lot of baseball when you were a kid, you're like, well, I guess I could get really good at this. I could go pro in it. Yeah. Now kids can say, oh, I'm going to go home and play video games. I got to train to, right. You know, what, and that Malcolm Gladwell thing, 10,000 hours. If you do something for 10,000 hours, you can become a professional in it. If you play video games, I feel like many people have played video games for 10,000 hours. I'm not sure if they're professionals, but I'm not sure that applies to gaming.
No, we would have marathons, bro. We literally, one time we played close to 24 hours straight.
That's a dream.
Is it? Dude, the ladies who are listening to this in the car or whatever, they're like, what a bunch of losers. And you're like,
I can't believe we didn't get to marry those gentlemen.
Yeah,
we could have had a life of video games. Yeah,
that's a dream. That's a dream. Oh, man. I know. I told my son, right, the 10,000 hours. I said, dude, listen, yeah. As much as you play video games, if you did anything else, right, you would be an expert. Whatever else,
that's a good, what if, right?
Yeah.
Whatever time you would spend playing video games, do it practicing some other skill. And maybe that means that you'll like, that could be your thing.
That could be your thing. I said, you want to be a basketball player? Go shoot baskets for 10,000 hours. Trust me. You'll probably go to college
pretty
and maybe get to the NBA.
How tall is Jack going to be?
Well, Muggsy Bogues was 5'3". Remember him?
That's true. But he was a
Spud Webb was 5'8". Remember him?
Hey, with your genes, I'm sure your son's going to be a great athlete. But well,
thank you.
Yeah.
I'll take that as a compliment because I will smoke you in basketball.
Mm.
Oh, yeah. Oh, really?
My Achilles hurts a little.
Oh, you don't want to play.
Well, you'll just dip one of your broad shoulders into my chest and it'll be over. You're gonna post up on me.
But my son did make the basketball team, dude.
That's right. Crazy. That's amazing. I'm so happy for him. That's so cool.
I was a little worried. I was a little concerned. You know.
Well, I mean, no one wants to see their kid disappointed if it's something that he really wanted.
It's a tough one. I mean, that's always the tough line, right?
Yeah.
It's but you know, it's a bunch of kids who've played together already last year who were pretty good, pretty athletic, pretty tall. Jack's not on the taller side.
Sure.
But he made it, which is awesome. So
that is so cool.
See how he does.
So coming out of that, those tweets, there's a segment, friends, that I've wanted to institute, but the research has been harder than I anticipated. But I have a couple for this week that I want to share in a segment that we're going to call Headlines or Storylines.
Okay. We're going to have to make a little jingle for this, right?
We are going to have to make a jingle.
Okay. Right. We'll figure that out.
You're right.
I have an idea.
Oh, good.
So
contribute, we'll please.
Well, if you let me talk, you bastard. Oh, this is what we're doing today, everyone. Steve, listen up. This is what we're doing.
All right.
This is the Jackal Show. We're going to do this new segment right now, and then we're gonna rate sweaters in New Hampshire from 1 to 10.
That's right. That's the segment. It's all about rating sweaters. Woolen content, thickness, roll necks or turtlenecks.
Oh, gosh, please. I'm sorry. Cable knit. Can you move on?
How many sweaters can you name?
Dude, I don't care. I don't care about your freaking sweater. I'm from Ohio. We wore a freaking
Dickie. I just named
Dickie.
Like five different kinds of sweaters there.
We wore a Dickie with the freaking just the turtleneck under the jacket.
That's classy.
Yeah.
Look.
Look. Those are my people. You better watch yourself, boy.
I don't. So that's an interesting thing. Wearing. So Because if you're going to layer, if you're going to layer.
Interesting thing. That is interesting.
Because if you're going to layer, have the benefits of an extra layer of clothing to keep you warm.
Nobody wants to be hot.
If you're just going for the aesthetic of a turtleneck.
Yes.
And it's just the neck part.
I know. It's kind of weird, right?
Yeah, I get it if that was the, you know, because that was a look at some point, right?
It was?
Oh, yeah.
No, it wasn't a look. The turtlenecks were a look for
sure. That's what I'm saying. No one was wearing just the Dickies around with nothing over it, right? We should work that in.
Hey, that's going to be a part of our calendar.
Didn't Men at Work when they were doing was it Men at Work with the hats? Or no, Devo?
Devo. Yeah, Devo.
Weren't they wearing the hats and turtlenecks with no shirts?
Dickies with no shirts, you mean? Or turtlenecks.
Something like that. I feel like I have seen it.
I think you have weird dreams, bro.
It may have been in a dream.
I think you have weird fantasies. All right, go ahead. All right. Headlines or storylines?
So I'm gonna read two, and you have to pick which one is a storyline and which one is a headline.
Okay.
So one of these is an actual news headline. The other is a storyline from a daytime show. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Which one's first, the storyline or the headline?
You dummy!
Okay,
you ready? All right.
Sure.
Orangutan hired as duty nurse for ailing woman. Got that one?
That's it?
Orangutan hired as duty nurse for ailing woman.
I don't like monkeys.
That was the first one. Next one. Woman arrested for cocaine possession claims wind blew it into her purse.
That's real. That's in Florida.
No, how do you know?
That's the headline in Florida. That was for Florida.
Are you guessing?
The second one's a headline.
How do you know?
Is it something that you've heard? Do I know?
Is it something that you've heard before? Or did you just put those in your head and go, oh, that one definitely happened?
Totally, because that's something a drug addict would say.
There's been plenty of drug addicts on soap operas.
But they didn't say it blew into my purse.
Well, who knows? If Lucky Spencer's bearing down on you about to make an arrest, you come up with an excuse.
They have not arrested anybody ever.
What about the Landview PD? Landview?
Was that McBain?
Yeah, McBain bearing down on you.
Yeah, McBain might arrest some fools.
Where'd you get that cocaine?
Hey, is that did you?
Where'd you get
Batman?
That cocaine?
Is that Batman or McBain?
Where'd you get that cocaine?
Oh God! It blew into my purse, McBain. It blew into my purse.
It blew into my purse,
McBain. Stop it!
Sir, where'd you get that cocaine? It blew into my purse. Okay, I want you to do. Where'd you get that cocaine? Say it as McBain first.
Where'd you get that cocaine?
Now say it as Batman.
Where'd you get that cocaine?
I heard a little bit of a difference. You're such a good actor. Was I right?
You are correct. Now,
yeah.
can you name the daytime show?
Florida.
No. Could you name the daytime show that had the orangutan hired as a duty nurse for an ailing woman?
Can you give me a decade? You can't give me a decade.
Sometime in the last 30 years.
That's a trekade.
The Fuller storyline is that like
passions.
Correct.
Was it?
Yes.
Yeah! Shut your face! Shut up! This segment sucks! I did it, dude. I'm amazing.
You get so excited when you win things.
Dude,
you
I'm a winner! I'm a winner, you son of a... Oh, you thought you had this thing locked.
Oh man. So the bigger storyline or
I'm sweating sweating to death because I'm winning so much.
Oh, turn down the AC and the Residence Inn. Okay, so the bigger storyline is the reason. Do you want to know the reason why they had an ape?
Okay, why
as a nurse? because I'm going to call her like an heiress. I think a wealthy older woman didn't want the nurse that was taking care of her, who I think she may have known, to divulge, to hear any secrets. Didn't want the nurse to tell anybody.
So did the ape end up ratting her out too?
That I don't know. In the article that I read, I think some people were upset because they thought that basically in this storyline, they were saying, oh, you don't need a real nurse. You can just get an orangutan to do it. Like devaluing nurses, I think is what the complaint
was. We know that's not true because.
Oh gosh. We travel with a nurse.
Yes, we do.
We love nurses. Nurses are very dear to our hearts.
For sure.
So, thank you guys for.
Yeah, dude.
I don't know.
Yes.
I don't know. Should we bring that one back? Should we look for more?
I'm gonna have to find one for you now.
That would be fun. I think it's fun. I think it's fun.
What's my prize? What's my prize?
More time with me. Thanks. a brand new. I got it myself. Handle of Crown Royal.
Okay, great.
I bought it just for you.
Sure you did. Yeah. I want those slippers. You better bring those slippers, boy, on our trip.
Oh, they're so fuzzy inside. Oh, they're the best. They're the best.
I don't like slippers, dude. Don't like them.
Yeah, your feet sweat. I know that about you.
Yeah, I'm a barefoot guy.
Yeah. All right. We have a couple questions.
Okay, let's do that.
All right.
I'm so excited from winning the Super Bowl just now that
Are you so tired?
I don't know. I had a whole adrenaline high right there for a second.
I know. It's a big deal.
It was a big deal.
Yeah, I know. You triumphed, buddy. You triumphed.
It was amazing.
Yes. Okay.
Just like when I beat you in that trivia game on Zane's podcast.
That's right. That's right. That was a low moment in my life. I'm not gonna lie.
You're like, how did this guy who wore a dickie beat me? What? This guy spray tans, bleaches his hair, and wears a dickie. And I just lost to him in a trivia contest.
I sure did. Man. Oh, okay. So we have a couple questions. I think one is certainly for me and one is clearly for you. I'll read the one for you first. I doubt any fans of Jason like that he's crying all the time now. How does Steve feel about the changes the show made to this stone cold killer who now cries and whines all the time?
Okay, first of all, let's calm down.
Then all the time was underlined.
All the time. Yeah, first of all, I probably do cry a little too much. We're still trying to figure out what happened to me in that Russian clinic, which we don't know, which I want some answers, damn it. And I don't whine.
Well, it depends who's listening, right? I mean, someone might think that you're whining.
Have you heard Jason whine?
I don't know.
No, that's not Jason crying. No.
Where's Sam? Where's my Sam? She went to jail. It wasn't fair. It's not fair.
That's the exact conversation I had with the commissioner.
Yeah.
right there. That's funny. Well, yeah. It's true. I do cry a lot now. Well, I actually don't cry that much anymore.
Yeah,
I did more when I first came back, and I stopped on purpose.
Well, I mean, when you were getting reintroduced to people,
but recently it's with Sam. You know, they sent her away. I'm not going to see her for a couple years. Well, she just got out briefly.
15 to 20.
15 to 20. Down the river. No, she made it home for Christmas, so it was a good.
Oh, that's nice. What'd you get her?
Yeah.
Did you know?
I got her out of jail. That's what I got her.
I got her a rubber chicken.
I got her out of jail.
I think I did, didn't I? No, the first time around. No, I don't think I got her out this time.
Maybe Diane did.
Yeah, I think. Well, because I remember I got her, like, with the auto recording, I get her to not go to jail, but then something must have happened, and I wasn't there.
Yeah, I don't know anything about the story.
But did Jason and Sam... Like for Christmas, what do you remember? Any gifts that Jason got Sam over the years?
Not really.
Just a carry up the stairs.
Yeah, a fire and a carry up the stairs.
Yeah. Hey, That's a pretty good.
Listen, that's all you need.
All right, so this next part, I assume, is for me. What are you doing when not in General Hospital? Do you have another job?
That's amazing.
Oh, God. Oh, man.
Dude, I think your mom tweeted that.
Oh, man. Because I assume, I mean, you're on a lot. So I assume they were talking to me.
That's amazing.
Oh, yeah.
But we're going to have to take that one on the road.
Yeah. Well, but.
What are you doing?
Oh, so
you're not. Do you have another job?
Do I have another job? So, I mean, the answer to that is I
don't have to answer that.
Okay, fair enough.
Come on, dude.
I spend my time doing this, and thankfully my wife has a very good job. So we're all set. Don't worry about us.
She's a baller.
She is.
She's making it rain, which is amazing. I love it.
That's the wrong sound effect for a podcast.
That's not a good sound effect for audio only, sir.
I was doing the make it rain thing, but on a podcast that did. I don't think you guys could discern what that.
No,
was.
That sounded something different.
Oh man. Okay. All right. One more question.
Sure.
One more question. This is from Heidi. She says, what do you think about Cameron maybe getting into the mob world with Jason? He seems like a rebel, and you guys work great together. Would Jason allow that?
Huh?
Is Cameron getting into the mob?
Cameron? That kid who plays guitar? And sings?
Yeah. Is he getting into the mob?
No, he's not getting. Not that I know of. Okay. Why would you want...
I don't know.
Why would you want a Backstreet Boy in the mob? Why would you?
He could throw people off a little bit. What's this beautiful guy with this wonderful swath of hair doing in the mob?
That's me.
Oh, right. They say that about you.
That job description is already taken. So we're going to have to wait for him.
Didn't I say young fellow with a nice swath of
hair? Yeah, you know, that's not me. That's not me.
I'm not sure that applies anymore.
No, we're going to wait for Cameron to hit puberty, and then we'll figure out what he's going to do.
Okay. I mean, he's got a lot of options. He's got
a lot of options.
The whole world's ahead of him.
Truly it is.
Yeah. But, there's nothing wrong with being a coffee importer.
Nothing at all.
Nothing
at all. It pays really well.
I mean, you can get a nice kitchen with a green fuzzy ball.
Oh, dude, you can have fuzzy balls on your island. No, I mean, you know.
What?
No, you're so dumb, dude. You stop it, bro.
What?
You always go for the lowest common denominator.
What? Oh, like Cassadine Island? What?
You'd
have to buy an island?
On your kitchen island.
Oh, on your okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Now you wonder why you lost a trivia contest.
Oh, well, guys, thank you for letting us bring some laughs into your new year.
Oh, man, that was fun, dude. Was that an hour already?
Pretty much. And speaking of bringing laughs into your new year, as we said before, in just two short days, we will be beginning our January 2020 Stone Cold and the Jackal tour. First stop, West Palm Beach, Florida.
I know, West Palm.
Very excited. And that is one of the bigger venues that we play. So there are some tickets available if you...
I believe VIP sold out. Go ahead.
Okay, there are some tickets available.
Yes.
For West Palm Beach. And then we're going up to Tampa. Then tour Tampa is sold out. Orlando, yep. I believe there are a handful of tickets left, maybe.
Yes, handful of tickets, yeah.
Then we're flying up to Birmingham, Alabama. Another huge place, the old Stardome.
Yes.
Stardome? Stardome.
Stardome, yeah.
Stardome, yeah.
That's going to be amazing.
So there are some tickets there as well. And then Raleigh and Richmond, which are sold out. But we have plenty more shows in 2020. In February, we're hitting Dallas, San Antonio, and Houston, Texas.
Yes.
San Francisco, Sacramento.
San Diego and Sacramento.
Yep. And San Diego.
Yeah.
All in February. And they're,
yes, sir.
I don't think any of those have sold out yet. I mean, there were, there's, don't wait, but
yeah, no,
there are,
yeah, it's definitely, definitely moving along. So don't wait.
And then March, we're hitting Kansas City and Oklahoma City.
Yeah, buddy.
So that's very exciting. And in May, we have New York, Long Island, Manhattan, Philadelphia, Boston, and Connecticut.
Ooh, that's a fun run right
yeah,
there, boy.
So there's a couple of those shows that aren't quite on sale yet, but you can see what dates will be in your area, so you can at least pencil it in. And then there's more to come, friends. There is more to come.
It's going
to
be great.
All tickets are available at stonecoldandthejackal.com. Click on tour dates and appearances. You can see everything listed there with links.
And we're actually at the GH convention in Burbank also.
Oh, in May as well. That's right. That's right. Yep. So I know a lot of people talk about our you know, SoCal dates. And so, yeah, we're very excited to be playing the Saturday night of the GH convention. I think that's the slot, bro.
That's it, brother.
That's everyone's dying to play the Saturday night slot at the GH convention. We got it.
That's right.
We got it. Stay away. We got it. Yeah.
They were like, does anyone want to play
Bueller
spot? And nobody answered. And we said, yeah.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't last year, but the year before was Saturday night when we did. I know I sang at one point. They had like some people singing with the house band.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was fun.
That's always fun.
That was fun. So they're mixing it up this year, and they're bringing you two dummies for 90 minutes. there are elements of our 2020 show which we are very excited about.
Are we?
I am.
You are, because you're prepared.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's going to be fun, though.
Oh, yeah, dude. You're scaring people off, dude.
Oh, no, dude. It's going to be awesome. I got some great stories.
Sweet.
I got some great stories. I got some, I bought a wig, so it's going to be fun.
Oh, to replace the one that you wear all the time?
So it's going to...
Wouldn't that be amazing if all this time everyone just figured out, what?
He has a wig?
It's a piece? Yes. He's been wearing a piece all these years?
Look at that rug. That's a sweet rug, buddy.
That's something else.
That'd be amazing, wouldn't it?
Source from porcupine, straight off.
Source straight from porcupine. 100% porcupine.
It's all quill. 100% quill.
I want to make you a sweater out of quill. Okay.
Ouch.
You hug yourself. I'll make you hug yourself.
Oh, it's like an Iron Maiden, but different.
Yeah.
Oh.
Hold on. Okay. All right. I think we should end this podcast. Immediately.
All right, friends. Thank you so much for we had a great year last year, 2019. Podcast really. I mean, we've been doing the podcast for, it'll be 2 years coming March. 2 years.
Wow, dude, that's crazy.
2 years coming to March, and so this last year was we started it with a new network, and it's really become something. Really become something more than probably we imagined in this year. So thank you guys. And to help it keep growing, we always appreciate when you rate, give us a review and a rating on iTunes or wherever you listen. And of course, hey, tell your friends.
Sure.
We like friends.
Sure we do.
We like friends.
But so, thank you guys so much. Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year. Steve, I'll see you in a couple days.
Okay, buddy.
Hey, buddy, I'll meet you in Florida.
Oh, sweet. Bring your golden ticket.
Dude, if I'm with you, it's heaven already.
Okay, great.
Okay. All bye, right. Friends.
All right, later. If you love true crime podcasts, you got to check out Copycat Killers, the latest podcast from Reels and Podcast One. These are the same guys who did Murder Made Me Famous. So if you love that, you are going to love Copycat Killers.
Every episode, they go behind the scenes of real-life murder cases, which copy memorable slaying seen in Hollywood movies. You definitely need to check it out. Be sure to subscribe on Podcast One, Apple Podcasts, and many other podcast apps so you can get new episodes every Tuesday.